Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Go to Halaya. Oh, you're there? She should have been. No. I did that verse yesterday. Someone wasn't paying attention. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Go to Halaya.
Go to Halaya.
Taityanam.
Taityanam.
Yoshit.
Yoshit.
Vesho.
Vesho.
Maya.
Maya.
Kutaha.
Kutaha.
Pashyata.
Pashyata.
Suda,
Suda,
Karyani,
Karyani,
Tate, Piyusha,
Piyusha,
Bhajane,
Bhajane,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Kautu Halaya Daityanam,
Kautu Halaya Daityanam,
Roshid Vesho Maya Jutaha,
Roshid Vesho Maya Jutaha,
Pashyata Surakaryani,
Pashyata Surakaryani,
Kate Piyusha Bhajane,
Kate Piyusha Bhajane,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Kautu Halaya Daityanam,
Kautu Halaya Daityanam,
Roshid Vesho Maya Jutaha,
Roshid Vesho Maya Jutaha,
Pashyata Surakaryani,
Pashyata Surakaryani,
Kate Piyusha Bhajane,
Kate Piyusha Bhajane,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Kautu Halaya
Daityanam.
Yoshit Vesho Maya
Jutaha.
Pashyata Surakaryani.
Pashyata Surakaryani.
Shri
Piyusha Bhajane.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Kautu Halaya Daityanam.
Kautu Halaya Daityanam.
Yoshit Vesho Maya Jutaha.
Yoshit Vesho Maya Jutaha.
Pashyata Surakaryani.
Pashyata Surakaryani.
Gate Piyusha Bhajane.
Gate Piyusha Bhajane.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Kautu Halaya Daityanam.
Kautu Halaya Daityanam.
Yoshit Vesho Maya Jutaha.
Yoshit Vesho Maya Jutaha.
Pashyati Surakaryani.
Pashyati Surakaryani.
Gate Piyusha Bhajane.
Gate Piyusha Bhajane.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Kautu
Halaya Daityanam.
Kautu
Halaya
Daityanam.
Pashyata Surakaryani. Gate Piyusha Bhajane.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Kautu Halaya
Daityanam.
Kautu Halaya Daityanam.
Yoshit Vesho Maya Jutaha.
Pashyata Surakaryani.
Gate
Piyusha Bhajane.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Kautu Halaya Daityanam.
Yoshit Vesho Maya Jutaha.
Yoshiteso maya jita.
Asyata surakaryane.
Asyata surakaryane.
Gate
piyo subhajane.
Sri Bhagavan Vacha,
Sri Bhagavan Vacha,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead said. Surakaryani,
Surakaryani,
for executing the interests of the demigods.
For executing the interests of the demigods.
Kote, having been taken away.
Having been taken away.
Piyusha,
Piyusha,
Pajane,
Pajane,
the jug of nectar.
The jug of nectar.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, when the demons took away the jug of nectar, I assumed the form of a beautiful woman to bewilder them by directly cheating them and thus to act in the interest of the demigods. Purport. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead assumed the form of the beautiful woman Mohini Murti, the demons were certainly captivated. But the demigods present were not. In other words, those who maintain a demoniac mentality are bewildered by the beauty of a woman. But those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, or even those on the platform of goodness, are not bewildered. The Supreme Personality of Godhead knew that because Lord Shiva is not an ordinary person, he could not be bewildered even by the most beautiful woman. Cupid himself tried to invoke Lord Shiva's lusty desires in the presence of Parvati, but Lord Shiva was never agitated. Rather, the blazing fire from Lord Shiva's eyes turned Cupid to ashes. Therefore, Lord Vishnu had to think twice about what kind of beautiful form would bewilder even Lord Shiva. Consequently, he was smiling gravely, as stated in the previous verse. Prasya pavakam hiram. A beautiful woman generally cannot induce Lord Shiva to be lusty, but Lord Vishnu was considering whether there was any form of woman who could enchant him. Om Udana Timidam Tasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Udave Namaha Shri Chaitanamana Vissam Stavitam Jena Putade Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shabadatikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrasatam Swagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Swaharana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditamsha He Krishna Gurna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamsana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishna Bhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Muni Priye Vancha Kopatru Vyascha Kripa Sindho Pyaivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhattarinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Ko tu Alaya Daityanam Yoshidesho Mayajataha Pashatav Surakarya Karyani Dite Piyusha Pajani Ko tu Alaya Daityanam To bewilder the demons. This is Lord Vishnu's business. Patranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam. He favors the devotees or the demigods, and he defeats the demons. Although in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshosti napriya. There's no one dear to me, there's no one my enemy, I'm equal to everyone. Yevajanti tumam bhaktya mayite teshuchatma. Still, those who are my devotees are dear to me. Vishnu bhakta smrita daya, the demigods are devotees of the Lord, and the demons are the opposite. So the Lord favors the devotees. Yayatavam prapadyante tamstatayavajam. According to the way that that one relates to the Lord reciprocates. So the devotees, the demigods want to serve the Lord, and the demons want to deny the authority of the Lord. So the Lord reciprocates by smashing the demons and protecting the devotees. So here, Kotu Halaya Daijana, the need was to bewilder the demons, that stolen the pot of nectar that the Lord wished to bestow upon the demigods. So by a trick, the Lord bewildered them. Kotu Halaya Daijana. To bewilder the demons, the woman is very effective. The whole demonic world is bewildered by the form of woman. They want to be bewildered by women. They look forward to the opportunity to be involved with women, to be enchanted by woman. They cultivate attraction, the tendency to be attracted to women. And they build a whole life around that attraction. Beauty contests and so many, that's the stuff we can talk about. But everything, their whole practically their goal in life is to be involved with a beautiful woman. That's their dream. So the Lord appeared before them as the most beautiful woman and spoke charmingly to them. I know that you're attracted to me, and I know that you're all great heroes. A woman speaks away to materialistic man, his mind goes to pieces. Well, she thinks I'm a hero. Even though she let them know, you can't trust me, I'm a woman. No, that's all right. We trust you. We talk about it, we trust you. Just remain with us. Don't go away. In this way, the Lord cheated them. In the Bhagavad Gita also, the Lord says, I'm the greatest of cheats. Dhyutam chalayatam asmi. Gambling is a cheating process. The Lord says, among methods of cheating, I'm gambling. But the Lord has every side to him. He can be the most honest. Lord Ramchandra was the most honest, absolutely karmic. Or he can be very tricky. He can be very tricky. Everything. All the Lord's not one-sided, he's all-sided. So here, by a trick, sometimes he defeats the demons straight on by smashing them with his weapons, and sometimes by some tricky means. So here, he tricked them by appearing Yoshitesha in the dress of a woman. He's not a woman, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Adipurusha. But he tricked them by appearing in the form of a most beautiful woman, Kotuhalaya, just to bewilder them. Pashyata Surakaryani, for the sake of the demigods. Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Ridyanti Yuge Yuge. What's that? Pertinent Bhagavatam beginning. Etichamsa Kalapam Sakrishna Sri Bhagavan Swayam. Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Ridyanti Yuge Yuge. To defeat the enemies of Indra. Indra is the chief of the demigods. And Indrari, those who are enemies of Indra, to defeat them, the Lord appears age after age in different incarnations to protect the interests of the demigods. Parajaranaya Sadhuma, the Lord appears. He appeared as a fish, he appeared as a tortoise, he appeared as half lion, half man. In so many different forms, the Lord appears to vanquish the demons and to favor the suras. Sura means the demigods. Sura Karyani, to do their work, to favor them. Kotu Halaya Daichana. Prabhupada mentions that those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, or those who are in the mode of goodness, will not be so bewildered. Dhira satcha namudyate. Those who are sober will not be bewildered. They know what is matter in spirit. They're not bewildered. This is just some material stuff thrown together. What is it? Who was it? Rudyard Kipling, I think. A stick in a hank of hair, you know, any bones and hair and all the stuff thrown together. We say, this is my wife, this is my girlfriend. Or the other way around, some other material elements thrown together. She said, oh, this is my boyfriend, this is my husband. For Rukmini Devi said, anyone who's married to anyone other than Krishna has a husband who's just a bag of mucus, bile, and air, with some mustache stuck on his lips and some eyebrows stuck over his eyes. And she's calling her husband. So those who are in the mode of goodness can see what is what. They see the difference between matter and spirit, and they're not attracted to the bewildering assemblage of material elements in the form of the opposite sex. But those who are in the mode of passion are very much attracted. They can't restrain their senses. And we see so many examples, big men, but they can't control their senses. They can't avoid the form of a woman. In America, we had some politician from the Midwest, which is a conservative area of the country, somewhat quite conservative in their values. The East Coast and West Coast are different, but the Midwest is more conservative, more religious minded. He was a senator from one of those states, and he'd been in the Senate for years and years, older man, married, but he became attracted to one striptease dancer. And he was following her around and booking into hotel rooms with her and all of that. And it was a big scandal. In most respectable position, senator. And older and married and the whole profile. And he sacrificed his whole career, risked and then lost his whole career for the sake of a striptease dancer. Bewildered by the material energy. The Lord doesn't have to appear himself to bewilder the ordinary demons. His material energy is acting, so they're bewildered by an ordinary woman. Lord Shiva could not be bewildered by any ordinary woman or even extraordinary woman. Lord Shiva is given as the example of Tira. He's so sober that he wasn't even agitated by Cupid. His story was told that the demigods needed to get a child by Lord Shiva to serve as commander to oppose the demons. But Lord Shiva was in meditation, so how are you going to get a child out of him? He was deeply meditating. So then they arranged to have Parvati approach him, and she's worshipping the genitals of Lord Shiva, and Cupid is there to spur on the action with his flower arrows. But Lord Shiva wasn't sexually agitated. So sober Lord Shiva is. Of course, anger is more difficult to control than lust. But he became angry and burned Lord Shiva to ashes. Burned Cupid to ashes. Nonsense rascal. Burned it down. But he wasn't overcome by lust. Shiva's, people imitate Lord Shiva, you know, they dress like hippies and go around cutting a Shiva profile. And enjoying ganja. Lord Shiva is known to smoke ganja, so they also go in for that. So they cut a Shiva profile, but they can't match Lord Shiva's sobriety, along with their ganja and women and wine and so many things, because they're just in the mode of ignorance. Lord Shiva's not in the mode of ignorance, only slightly affected by being in touch with the mode of ignorance, but otherwise, very, very sober. And these fools imitate him and try to be like Lord Shiva. It's just that they're nonsense. But so Lord Shiva couldn't be attracted even by Parvati, the most beautiful celestial girl. But Lord Vishnu is thinking, now how am I going to bewilder? He wants to see this beautiful form that bewildered even the demigods. And Lord Shiva, Vishnu is considering, all right, you want to see something special, something bewildering. So I'll have to consider this very carefully. You can't be bewildered by any ordinary woman. So I'll do something. Muryanti Yatsuvaya. Even the greatest of the demigods can be bewildered by personality of God. Muryanti Yatsuvaya. And that we'll find in this chapter how even Lord Shiva, who's such a great person, was bewildered by the false form of Mohini Murti. Mohini means, in chanting, bewildering. Loha means bewildering. So Mohini, bewildering. Yes. Okay, some questions.
Maharaj, could you please kind of explain a little more detailed how to understand this concept that Krishna is not envious but still resides with the demigods? And how do we see it?
Like the sun. The sun is equal to everyone.
Yeah.
But those who barricade themselves in their rooms are denied the sunlight.
Yeah.
And those who go out sunbathing get full dose. So the sun is not playing favorites. The sun is equal. I'll shine anywhere. I'll shine on the house of the Shudra. I'll shine on the house of the Brahmin. I'll shine on anyone's house, but if you want to barricade yourself in, you're not going to get the sunshine. And if you want to place yourself in the full light of the sun, then the sun will shine on you fully. Or a judge, you send someone to the gallows and award someone else a big award, then you say the judge is partial. He's not treating everyone equally. He's supposed to be equal to everyone, but someone he's sending to the gallows and someone he's giving a fat reward to. How is he equal? No, he's equal, but according to the activities of those who come before him, he even-handedly administers justice. for you, jail. For you, a big reward. It's not partiality on the side of the judge. The criminals said the judge was biased. Oh, the judge wasn't biased. The judge was fair. That's why you're in jail. He called it as it was. But because you're resentful, you accuse the judge of being biased. You don't accuse yourself of being a criminal. You accuse the judge of being biased. Well, the materialist sometimes, God is unfair, God is cruel, God, if there's a God, blah, 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 blah. How could there be a God? It's just what you've set yourself up for. By your own demonic activities, you've become eligible to suffer, and now that you're suffering, it's God's fault. Or there couldn't be a God because no just God would behave this way. It's you, Baba, it's not him.
Some people say, why should I suffer for things I don't remember I've done in the previous life?
That's the way the world works. You don't remember that you ate something contaminated, that now you're sick. It doesn't require your memory. You've stolen so many times, you go before the judge and some woman accuses you that you've stolen her purse. You say, I forgot. I don't remember stealing her. Is that an excuse you don't remember? Stolen so many you don't even remember. That doesn't mean, oh, just, oh, you don't remember, that's all right. Then you, how could I hold you responsible? Our memory is not required, then if we don't remember, how is it fair? And we're told that if you're suffering, it's because of your past sinful activities. Or from another point of view, this loss of memory is a contribution to our illusion. We want to be illusioned, and so the illusion is put in place that you don't remember or you can't. You're thinking this one life is everything, everything's just chance. There's no law of karma. Your life is whatever you make it. You're the one, I'm the master of my fate. But the world doesn't work according to our rules. Therefore, sarvatam lan pratyaja. Hum tam sarva. You surrender and I'll lift all the sentences. But you have to surrender. If you don't want to surrender, then everything's on your own account. Don't blame me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we know that in order to resist the temptations of the material energy, we need to develop the higher test, right?
Mm.
But how about before we have developed that text and while we're still developing, how can we resist it? We still have that.
By determination and by whatever taste we have.
Mm.
Of course, even the small taste of Krishna consciousness is very great. So we see that so many young men take the Krishna consciousness and they lose attraction for intoxication, gambling, meat eating, illicit sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because that taste is very, very strong. And at the same time, they're trained how to control the mind, how to control the senses. And they keep good association. And they avoid temptation also. The materialists court temptation. You know, they go to a club where there's going to be women who are loose and who are looking for companionship or looking for pay of sex or sex for pay. So they go there with that intention. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Because they're looking to get involved in that sort of thing. So they go to the place where that sort of thing is expected. They deliberately agitate their minds. Pornographic movies, pornographic novels, pornographic websites, pornographic shows, pornographic. They're in the business of agitating their own minds. Kama, kami, those who desire to desire. Puryamana, machala, patistam, samudramapa, prabhishanti, yadva, tadva, kama, yam, prabhishanti, sarve, sa shanti, matmoti, nakama, kami. Those who are Krishna conscious are compared to the ocean, which has so many rivers running into it, but remains steady. So a Krishna conscious person, even if some desires may be there, all right, so some desire, so what? Doesn't give it, doesn't act on it, doesn't take it as, this is my life. It's dhira. As the ocean remains steady, he remains steady. But so sashantam apnoti, he attains peace. Nakama kami, not those who are desiring to desire. Kami means desiring. Desiring to desire. Agitating their minds for sense gratification. So the devotee strictly avoids such places and avoids the association of those who are addicted to such places. Yoshit kriya mrigeshu cha. He avoids those who are like dancing dogs in the hands of the woman. Tatsangi sangha. Avoids the association of women for sense enjoyment, and especially avoids the association of those who are attached to women for sense gratification. That, what is that? What is that first? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's quote. Bhavasagarasya. Bhajanom Mukasya. You have a negative answer. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted that for a person who's desiring to cross over the ocean of material existence, to associate with sandarshayam vishayanam atayoshitamcha, to associate with women or vishayinam, those who are addicted to sense gratification, is worse than drinking poison. Meaning is like that. A satsanga tyag, pay Vaishnava charge. So if we keep in good association, stay engaged nicely in activities. association, by idleness.
Speaks in the purpose much this particular verse about the end that Krishna is free.
Yeah, the Bhagavatam.
Where did it go?
The Bhagavatam. You pass the Bhagavatam.
Or is that? Yeah.
Should I continue that question?
Yeah, you can continue. Give a second action.
Srila Prabhupada explains the purpose of that verse that it is natural like a father to like his own son more than other children.
Yeah.
So that was Prabhupada's explanation. And I was thinking that those who are devious, they can find fault with this book, it's partiality. So I was thinking the example that you gave is kind of more strong about the sun that it shines on everyone.
Yeah, it's equal to everyone.
But not that also say Krishna favored the demons by taking the nature away from them, otherwise they might become more powerful and made more offenses and suffered more as a result.
They got the nature at the end.
That's not the case.
No. No, they finally got the nectar. But first they had to go through some trouble. Anything else? Should we stop here? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.